Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
So you have that available right here. Right here. You can get that, and you can get the entire teaching today. And I will have to say, this is as in-depth for this teaching as I have ever done at one setting. So, you know, today, I've never done it and then carried the people on the trip to the third heaven. So I will want a copy of this tape myself to make for others myself, because I think people at home, I had never thought about doing this and then making a tape so that people at home could close their eyes and go through this trip again. And you can do it until you get to where you can do it on your own. And then you can lead people into the third heaven.
You answered my question, if I can take a list into the throne room. You said yes. Instead of one person, when I go into the third heaven, I can take a list of all of them.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you have your list. In other words, have your list and have it before you and have it memorized. When you get up there, when you have that list laying before you and have it memorized. So when you get up there with your eyes closed, you say, Lord, this is my aunt so-and-so. This is my mother or my father or what is... Lord, take them all.
Yeah. Yes.
Take every one of them. Don't leave nobody.
Yeah.
That trip to the third heaven will put you above Satan and his host, and you can do warfare from there, and he cannot touch you from there. That's the only place you can go where Satan cannot retaliate against you. But when I learned this principle, it's awesome when you start doing warfare from earth. And you're standing right here at the pulpit, and you're saying, Devil, we have authority over you, and we're taking authority over you, and you start doing warfare from here. And first thing you know, women in your church start miscarrying babies. You say, wait a minute now, God, what's going on? This wasn't happening. What have we done different? Or people start getting sick, and you can't get them healed. Then it's time to go see what you did wrong. And when you go to God and say, Lord, what did I do wrong? He said, you got into spiritual warfare against the heavenlies. And you can't do them damage from down here because your guns won't reach there. So you're not doing them any damage. But you're angering them, so they're retaliating. It's kind of like we were when we were in Vietnam. When I was in Vietnam, we had an airplane called an F-4. There's a young lady here, Jill, and I was talking the other night. She was talking about a Cessna Citation, how you get to 45,000 feet in 30 minutes. Well, we used to fly DC-8 to 35,000, 39,000 in a half hour. But an F-4 without armament, you could literally take off on the end of the runway with no weapons, no excess weight, just fuel, and put both engines in full burner. And when you got to the end of a 12,000-foot runway, pull it straight up, and in 90 seconds, you would top out at 100,000 feet. 90 seconds. It was so quiet up there. When you pass through 80,000, there's not enough air to sustain the engine, so they flame out. So for the next 20,000 feet, you're just coasting straight up. That's how fast you're going. And at 100,000, it begins to just float. It's falling. You know, you don't know whether you're right side up or upside down except for the instruments. And you fall back down to about 80,000, and there's enough oxygen to relight. You can relight your engines. And the beautiful part about that thing, when you got to fighting, dogfighting a couple or four or five or six MiG-21s in Vietnam, if you got off out there and all of a sudden you're looking at six of them after you, guess what you can't outgun? Six MiGs against one F-4. But guess what you can do? Pull it straight up and push the engines in the burner. And when you get to 80,000, you can level off, and they can't go past about 50. At 50, they're dead in the water. So it's no problem up there. You can turn around and come back down, and you can shoot a missile and kill every one of them. See what you can do from the heavenlies? When you're above them. It's wonderful to be in the third heaven.
Amen.
You can take all of your loved ones at the same time and do that every day from the third heaven until every one of them gets saved, and don't take no for an answer.
Oh, praise the Lord. In reference to the scripture where it says, shall the Lord do anything except he first reveal it to his servant? Well, I was listening to your testimony yesterday on the radio about how the Lord took your wife and daughter. I was just curious if the Lord had given it to you prior to it happening.
No, I had absolutely no knowledge that was going to happen. That was a total, total shock to me. I did not know. But that morning on October the 13th, that when I woke up, that within 2 hours, my wife and my daughter was going to be in the third heaven permanently with the Lord. I had no knowledge. She didn't reveal it to me.
With this knowledge that you've had regarding praying from the third heaven, have you used this to pray for Saddam Hussein, Yasser Arafat, and all of the warring Islamic people who've been coming against us, who they consider infidels and the enemy?
Unfortunately, I have not. It's unfortunate that we can only be one person. And I spend almost 16 or 18 hours every day doing something, working. And just like this, you know, last night, we didn't get back to the hotel till 1. And, you know, when we got to the hotel at 1, then Brother John, I feel sorry for him. I understand he's got to drive another 45 minutes or whatever to where he lives. And so then I went to bed at 1, and I knew it was going to be 2 time he got in bed. And then he's back to pick me up at 10, which means he's got 45 minutes driving. In fact, he was there at 9:45 this morning. So I'm telling you, he had a pretty short night last night. I mean, I thought I had a short night last night. But, you know, when you spend that kind of time, in fact, when I went to Manny, Louisiana with another preacher, we didn't get in bed a single night before 2 in the morning. And the first service started again at 10 in the morning. After the third day down there, he told me, Thurman, you lead a grueling schedule. He said, you're going to have to stop opening the floor to questions. I said, well, people have questions, and I have some of their answers. So I'm going to answer as many of them as I can. If I have to burn myself out for Jesus, then I'm just going to burn myself out for Jesus. So, but I have not done enough of that, because I haven't had the time. But now that you have learned how to do that, some of you that have time on your hands and have nothing to do, you can do tremendous damage to the forces of darkness by catching yourself up to the third heaven. Wouldn't it be wonderful if enough of us Christians caught ourselves up to the third heaven and took authority over the demons and we could change the Muslim world into a Christian world? See? Now what kind of power do we have? All power. So think like God. Think big. Don't limit yourself to just your loved ones. You know, do your spiritual warfare. Yes, Brother John, we got another one?
It was to the other lady's question on forgiveness. If you've lost contact with someone and you've had unforgiveness toward them, but you have forgiven them, I've heard that you can write a letter to the Lord for it, and then if you ever find that person, send it to them. Now, is that biblical? Can you do that?
Well, actually, forgiving someone is just merely an act of your will.
Amen.
Yeah, an act of your will. In other words, if you within your will, say, Lord, I mean, I didn't know these things. I mean, because of my blindness to the Word, I didn't know, and I held a grudge against so-and-so for all these years. And Lord, I'm extremely sorry that I did that. It was because of my lack of knowledge. So now then that I know and have learned the truth, Lord, I forgive so-and-so from my heart. Now, Lord, I don't have a clue where they are. You know where they are. Now, maybe some of them may be dead already. So, Lord, I forgive them, both dead and alive. And from this day forth, I will walk in love. And so if that person were to call you one day, and you were going to find out if you were telling the truth or not. That's what, you know how you're going to find that out? It's just like a lady on one of my tapes, I told the story. I said, you must forgive everybody. And she was listening to my tape. And as she got to that point, she stopped it right there, knowing she had unforgiveness toward a lady. And so she said, Lord, I'm sorry. I realize what this man's teaching on this tape. I have to forgive this woman. So, Lord, I forgive her, and I will love her from now on, Lord, in Jesus' name. And so she said, I didn't listen to any more tape. She said, I went out and said a couple days later, I'd left the tape right where it was. She said, I went down to the grocery store, and I walked down the hall, and when I walked around the corner, there she stood down yonder in the far end of the corridor. And I said, whoops, there's so-and-so. Okay, well, I'll go down this hall. And so she said, I went this way. And she said, after I bought my groceries, I went home and thought, well, I'll finish watching that video of sermons. I turned it back on, and he said, now, if you've forgiven the person, and you walk into the grocery store, and you see them at the end of the hall, and you won't go down and hug their neck, you didn't forgive her. And she said, I had to fall on my knees and, oh, God, I didn't forgive her. Isn't God wonderful? He's awesome. See, he knows everything. See, he waited exactly the right time, brought that video up at exactly the right point, and I mean hit her right between the running lights. And she had to fall on her face and say, God, I didn't forgive her. Lord, I... See, if you forgive her, you walk up to her and say, hi, how are you doing today? I love you. Praise God. How are you doing? See, if you really forgave her, see, that's what you could do. And so it shocks people when you've had an unforgiveness.
You don't have to physically.
It would be nice if you could.
Now, I was taught that if you truly forgive someone, you would ask them for forgiveness that you had held a grudge against them.
Oh, if you can get to them, that's true. Now, if you can find them, then you go and verbally do that. Say, I want you to know that I've held a grudge against you for the last 6 months or 5 years or whatever, and I must ask you to forgive me. And then if they say okay, or if they say no, I'm not going to forgive you, say, that's okay. I love you anyway. So praise God. Say, you must forgive them. And see, unforgiveness brings sickness and disease quicker than anything today. Anything. It's awful what it does to us. Okay, so any other questions?
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of praying, and still there's been a lot of attack going on. And he's trying to tell her again that she's Jezebel, that she's not allowed to be saved, that he's going to take her life today, and all kinds of things. She's just been under tremendous pressure. She's so tired from the attack, though. This has been going on a long, long time. And we've had a lot of deliverance prayers and all kinds of things. And she's just been suffering a great deal. And the tumor causes psychosis, too. So how much of it is her body still weak and the enemy just taking advantage? I think that, you know, to me, that, because she still has 4 more weeks of recuperation, but there's a lot of attack on her.
We have to do for any kind of sins or anything that we have, all we have to do is just repent.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.